WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
For a moment, I can't wait. It's a fight I guess I'll never know. For a moment, I can't wait. I'm holding on a hope. I know you're stoned, I can see.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Happy Monday to you. And, of course, it is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. And what a show we have for you today. You know what? There were no points at the race, but there were certainly punches at the race. And we will pull no punches today as we talk about the scuffle in the NASCAR garage area post-race that has taken the media by storm, Sean. And listen, this is on a weekend that saw the world's number one golfer go to jail, okay? And everyone's talking about the NASCAR race and the fight between Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Kyle Busch. So obviously we've got a lot to talk about it. Oh, by the way, Joey Logano has $1 million more now that he's won the All-Star race. But everybody's talking about what happened between the two drivers, Stenhouse Jr. and Busch. So, lots to get to there. Plus, news in the world of NASCAR. Other stuff's going on. Lots of drama at Stewart Haas Racing. Is there going to be a Stewart Haas Racing very much longer? We don't know, but we'll talk about that this hour. So, sit back, relax. It ought to be a good one. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. I am Casey, and alongside me, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kim Chapman himself. It is Sean Whitfield with the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. I was about to say good afternoon, but
it can be a little.
It's now after 6 p.m.
Technically, it is afternoon.
So it is, it's evening. Anything after 6 p.m. is evening.
But noon was a while ago, so it is afternoon.
All right.
That's what I said technically, but of course, yes, we call this evening.
All right, well, okay, whatever. But happy to be here.
Yes.
And what a great weekend, a great...
Are you sassing me? Are we trying to recreate the Stenhouse Jr. and Kyle Busch episode here on the show?
Well, if we did, you would certainly be Kyle Busch.
You know what? If I get the two dudes or the big dude in green on my team, I'm fine with it.
I was going to say, you
punched me really good one time, and then this massive gorilla is going to come push everybody out of the way.
Stenhouse is a pretty small guy.
He looks like he works out, though.
Yeah, but, you know, he needs to go back and practice his punching skills.
I thought he landed a pretty good one. I think Kyle just was able to duck.
Kyle wasn't ready or prepared, and Stenhouse still didn't get anything on him. But anyway, we're going to break all that down and have some fun talking about that here in just a moment. But in the meantime, we got to find out what was going on at the Orr House this weekend. Wait, How was everything?
I just realized, and we're going to talk about this as well, but if in that scenario, if I'm Kyle Busch and you're Stenhouse Jr., then that means I end up trying to punch Stanley, your dad, in some sort of weird thing. Because that's what happened. Stenhouse Jr.'s dad got in on the fight, or at least was trying to break it up, and he got a punch thrown at him.
And he's
that's
the one,
just how nutty this whole thing was.
And he will probably be the one and only person to get suspended.
Yes, probably.
So, yeah, we got a lot to break down this hour for sure.
If you haven't seen the videos, go watch it. Watch them on your phone while you listen. But, yeah, no, the... Orr House.
No, wait. Where do you go to see the videos?
You can go to our Facebook page.
Yeah. You're supposed to promote our Facebook page.
You can go on
go to
your
the
phone.
Racing Talk Radio Facebook page.
Go to the Racing Talk Radio Facebook page.
Yeah, okay.
And check out all. There's a bunch of different videos there. And
not each video is identical. So make sure you... There's a variety of different angles, and some of the videos is a better shot than another.
That's another thing that's shocking is just like... I think, remember how, like, if two people started shouting, everyone would look and, like, maybe crowd around and you'd go, what's going on here? Now people just instinctively grab their phones and start recording to see what's happening. Because, yeah, you pretty much can see this thing from just about every angle. So the only thing we were missing, and probably because NASCAR just wasn't thinking, is it didn't have a drone fly over and get us the overhead.
You know, it's a reminder that I'm sure glad that cell phones with camera and videos didn't exist when I was growing up and in high school.
I mean, just how much everyone's life would be so different. But but yes, no, good weekend at the Orr House. Sean went and had somebody's birthday party, but it was an adult.
Imagine that.
An adult birthday party, but you brought the kids for one of Evelyn's.
One of those good Catholic birthday parties where a little drinking was going on.
Definitely some wine. Yeah. Mrs. Orr partook.
Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
It was a great thing. She was smiling. Good. And you know, because
you know, with the wife, you don't always know how that's going to turn out sometimes.
Well, you know,
depends on the mood of the wife.
And wine is a very volatile substance.
That's like mixing. That's like flammable. And then you don't want a lot of match near that. You don't know if it's going to splow or just sort of flicker.
there's a very volatile mix. It's like the more.
Man, that can go either way.
The more she has, the better your night gets, until all of a sudden you hit a certain point and then it is not going to go well. And you just got to stay in that range, you know?
Yeah, especially if she's not had a good day or a good week.
Yeah.
Man, it can be real bad. No,
luckily for my wife, she's married to me, so every day is good, obviously.
Well, that's why I'm saying all this, is because she's married to you.
Yeah, she's very, very excited. Very,
she stays
very
ticked
lucky
off
woman.
A lot.
Yes. But anyway, so we did that. Of course, church, of course. And then I got, you know what?
No, it's not church, isn't it? It's mass.
Went to mass, which is held in a church.
If you're a Catholic, you got to get that right, don't you?
And then we got played a little golf on Sunday, which was a good thing. First one's out, and the weather was gorgeous. It was a blast.
Yeah, it was a beautiful,
beautiful
day.
Beautiful day Sunday. How about you? I mean, did you walk around your yard, pretend to do yard work?
I did get some yard work in. Got several hours of it.
Did you go to the gym?
I did.
Looks like you skipped leg day.
Well, how do you know? I'm wearing jeans.
Well, it's just every day looks like
you skipped. Right. That's why the jeans are so tight in the legs, is because I missed it today.
Okay, tight jeans is nothing to brag about. I need to come on your other podcast so I can ask Darren.
The Chattanooga Fitness Download?
Darren and the other guy. Get some leg day tips.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. Well, I'll sit down on that.
We record that show every other Wednesday.
And some craziness as well.
Right here in the Optimize You studio.
By God.
Yeah, maybe we'd be a good influence on you, because the only thing you've been doing all these years is just riding by gyms.
That's right.
And noticing how many cars are in the parking lot.
I know a few guys named Jim. The other day I had a Slim Jim.
I remember the day when Casey Orr was this big-time runner.
Yeah, it was good.
And, I mean, he was the guy that, man, knocked out 5 or 6 miles.
Like it's nobody's business.
And now, shoot, he don't even think twice about running.
You know what?
When's the last time you ran?
It has been a minute.
Oh, it's been a lot longer than a minute.
It's been a little while. No, I ran earlier this year. I got back into it for a week or two, but I never bring up exercising with you, because until it's like something I've done for 3 months and is a solid habit, I don't even want to tell you.
I know.
Because you're going to be like, well.
I'm the self-conscious that you don't have.
No, you just.
I hold you accountable.
You needle. No, no.
No, I hold you accountable. Okay. You're not used to that.
Shaming someone is not holding them accountable.
Well, I know how you tick. And you tick like a Timex, not a Rolex.
Oh boy.
So see, I know you won't stick with it unless there is motivation and encouragement.
Exactly.
A little shaming.
Encouragement, yes. Shaming, like, well, you're not doing that, are you? Well, I mean, that'll never last. So, I mean, what'd you do today? Oh my gosh. If I need to be, I'll ask Krista. So you'll appreciate this. So, you know, my wife went to Optimize You, and she got optimized. That's a pretty good way to say
it,
right?
I bet she's feeling good today. So which makes you feel good.
Well, you know, she's had a little bit of a fitness journey and looks really good and has, you know, dropped some poundage and all that fun stuff. So the other day, I'd actually done some weightlifting at the house.
By accident?
Yeah. It's just,
you had to put me some boxes.
I had to get this thing out of the way to get my golf clubs.
Really?
But anyway, so I was joking around. I walk into the bedroom and, you don't know this, but when someone lifts weights and does curls, Sean, your biceps get kind of buffed up.
that's never happened
so,
to me.
I walk over to her and I was like, you know, the old, hey, you want to feel? And she touched my arm. She goes, that's nice. And then she looked at me and she goes, now just do something about these. And she touched my chest. So I was like, wow.
I think you got those daddy man boobs.
Thanks, dear.
And yeah. you're at the right age where you've got those daddy man.
Listen,
man boobs.
I'm not like swimsuit ready, but I would. I know dudes with man boobs, and I don't have man boobs. You know,
I don't know.
Could it use some tightening up?
Yes. You know, usually the wife is not the one that's going to say but something to hurt your feelings. It's or like, maybe she is.
Now that Mrs. Orr is looking the way she wants to, it's like, well, now Mr. Husband, oh, okay, this is how it's going.
You better shape up.
Listen, she might get rid
Matter
of
fact,
it.
Matter of fact, Ty Skiles, shout out.
If she leaves me, do I still have to give her half my stuff?
Yeah, you won't even do that. She's going to take a lot more than that from you. Shout out to Ty Skiles. I don't know if he's listening or not. He probably isn't. But anyway, he's a great guy. Saudi Daisy, his wife competes in fitness and bodybuilding. Great competitor, just has done an outstanding job over the last few years. And all of a sudden, he woke up one day and he kind of like was you. He had gained weight, 50, 60 pounds overweight, had the man boobs going on and all this kind of stuff. And he decided, you know, hey, I want to look like I'm with her. And when people see us, I want to be able for them to think, hey, we go together. Or they, instead of going, like, what's she doing with him?
Is that her brother?
Yeah. Who is that dude she's with? He is out of shape and doesn't look like he eats right, unhealthy. And see, like with you, when you're at the market and somebody looks at y'all like that, they see you over chugging those beers and they go, yeah, that's a dude that likes to drink a lot of beer and got some man boobs going on. You don't want to be that guy, do
you? I don't think that. First of all, I am not 60 pounds over. I am 15 pounds from my prime weight. And secondly, they see me drinking beer and they say, who's that handsome guy?
Are you going to reveal how much you weigh?
228 pounds.
Okay. Well, you're 6'3"?
6'2", yeah. 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah. Okay. You're not far off.
It could be. I have been much bigger. Yeah. But yes, as you know, I'm 9 days away from, you know, aging up, leveling up.
Yeah. What's the day or how many years old would you be?
I'll still be 10 years younger than you.
So you'll be 45.
Yes.
Now's the time to do something about it.
It's time.
Especially when the wife comes up and does a little, chest squeeze.
That's the issue.
So how'd that make you feel?
You know, I was taken aback. It hurt me so much, I went and had a few more beers just to get over it.
Well, you know what? I'm going to get you for your birthday.
My feelings felt like...
I'm going to get you a sports bra.
My feelings felt like Kyle Busch. And her words were Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Okay, that is how it felt.
Man, it sounds like you need some counseling. Oh, my goodness. Man, I'm so glad you shared this story with all of us.
Well, you know what?
Man, that's the funniest and best story I've heard all day.
We are an open book.
Yeah.
Here at Race and Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, especially I love the fact that she says,
do something about the what?
You shouldn't have told me that story. That one's gonna fall.
You know what stings? And you know, everybody my age, like we all remember back when we were at our best, right? Like I will forever in my mind be at my top shape, even though I'm not. And back in the day when I played football, and this is even before you knew me, you know, I was had muscles and I could bench press a lot of weight, and my chest was always kind of the fact of how much I could bench and my shoulders. It was always a little bit of a point of pride, you know. I was like, hey, I'm, and then for that to just, oh, yeah, as Mrs. Orr pulled no punches.
Yeah, you know, I've been in the gym well over 30 years, probably close to 35 years, and the thing I've learned is some body parts do well. And others don't.
Yeah.
My chest and shoulders.
Obviously never learned how to do squats.
And back have always performed well. Legs have been, pretty decent. But my arms have never done well at all. And my grandfather, I am built a lot like my grandfather. My grandfather was real barrel chested. That's what I call it. And so I can remember as a kid... seeing my grandfather work out, and I am built a lot like him. So maybe there's something there to do with your inheritance that's got you, you know, got the saggy.
Oh, my gosh. I do. Krista, I do not. Oh my gosh.
All right, anyway.
Hey, I'm going to get you a gym membership.
This is a NASCAR
show. If I get you a gym membership, God, the Gold's Gym, will you go?
Listen, no, I'm doing,
I will get you one and pay
right
for it.
Now I'm doing my own thing, okay? A little at home thing.
Well, guess what? It's not working.
I just started.
Okay.
Lord.
All right, we're going to reevaluate you.
This is a NASCAR show, isn't it? I've never been so excited.
Yeah, but this has like been the best part
of
my day.
I've never been so excited to talk about Kyle Busch in my life.
Okay. Well, we want to thank all of you out there for listening and joining us today. We're here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. And, of course, we are presented to you by Optimize You. You can find us online at racingtalkradio.com. You can find Optimize You, and we encourage you to check them out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. If you've missed any of today's program or you want to hear this exciting first segment again, you'll be able to listen to us at our website. Tomorrow the show will be posted, and you can also hear us at your favorite podcast platform. We promise you, we got a lot of NASCAR to talk about. When we come back after the break, we're going to deep dive into everything we can fit in this hour about NASCAR. We've got that and more as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chat Morgan, and White Lightning Harley Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group. More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Superstition.
Welcome into the program, Racing Talk Radio, here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and KCR each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. And today, talking, or we're about to, at least, I hope, talk about the NASCAR All-Star Race. Joey Logano, a big win that doesn't really mean anything other than he and his crew take home a cool $1 million prize. All the talk, though, and all the videos online are about the skirmish between Kyle Busch and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Had a bit of a kerfuffle after the race on pit row. You can go to our website and see all the videos, or go to our Facebook page and see all the videos there. And, of course, we turn our attention towards this weekend. It's already time for one of the majors. You know, the PGA just had a major with the PGA, and congrats to Xander Schauffele for that big win. But now we look ahead to Charlotte Motor Speedway and the Coca-Cola 600, the marathon of the NASCAR schedule, 600 laps around Charlotte Motor Speedway.
You made comment at the beginning of the show about the number one golfer in the world. I'm trying to recall his name.
Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, got arrested in Louisville.
Yes.
Was that Friday morning, I guess?
It was Friday morning, yeah.
And how that was the big story in the sports world. I mean, it was all over the
national
media.
Just crazy, yeah.
Number one guy gets arrested, and it sounds like there was a lot of misunderstandings from what I can tell.
Yeah, total misunderstanding, but still led to him being arrested.
Yeah, and even put in a jumpsuit.
Put in a mugshot, the whole deal, but yet gets a police escort back to the golf course and then goes out and shoots 5 under. People that aren't golfers.
And, yeah, he made it good. And he made his start time.
Made his start time. Has a great round. Is on the leaderboard after 2 rounds, and then they get all caught up to him Saturday because he shot his first round over par in I don't know a really long time, and he said he just didn't feel like himself. So it's almost like all the media attention and all that kind of caught up to him. Sunday he went out and had an okay day, but just kind of insane.
It's going to be interesting to see how local law enforcement handles that.
Well,
especially with the attention that got nationwide,
they anticipate dropping all the charges, and there was no body cam footage available. Which usually, when there's no camera footage, that means we were either in the wrong or we don't want this getting out. So
yeah, I think the ESPN reporter is the one that
he was right there.
The video.
He was absolutely right there watching the whole thing happen
and shot the video.
Yep.
In the news media.
So pretty crazy, but Scottie Scheffler, by all accounts, a great dude, big man of faith, just had a kid, like everybody loves him, and would have been like, you know, the one you least expect going to jail.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of a crazy story.
Let's sort of, we're going to kind of go at this a little bit of a crazy way. Transfer that over to the media world with NASCAR and the fight that happened between Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Kyle Busch. One reason that did so well to get the coverage that it did with media is because all of the media was standing there waiting and watching to see what happened or was going to happen, because the accident where Stenhouse and Busch got into it was on lap 2. So it was at the beginning of the race. Then it was about another 80 minutes before the race was complete. Well, Stenhouse never told Fox that he was on a mission and was going to do something about it. But he did tell some other media that he was going to do that. And then, of course, the word started circulating through the garage area. And then Stenhouse was there at the hauler waiting on Busch when he arrived. And then that's when all heck broke loose.
So, what happens on lap 1, essentially, or the beginning of lap 2, Stenhouse Jr. goes 3 wide or tries to make it 3 wide. That pushes Kyle Busch up into the wall. So is it a racing deal? Is it Ricky Stenhouse forcing Kyle Busch into the wall? I guess that depends on, you know, your view or your fanship of the driver.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even Clint Bowyer on the broadcast was like, Kyle Busch is not going to like that. He kind of siding with Busch.
And I think he even made a comment, there's going to be a price to pay.
Oh, there is going to be. So, you know, hey, it kind of in a way saying Ricky really shouldn't have done that. Well, sure enough, half a lap later, Kyle Busch catches up to Ricky Stenhouse, absolutely dumps him on purpose, wrecks Stenhouse Jr. Stenhouse Jr. is out of the All-Star race.
Ruined his day. Yeah,
what is so crazy is because they're doing this All-Star race at North Wilkesboro, one of the oldest tracks in NASCAR, and a race that for many, many years was shut down and a racetrack and didn't have a race. There's no
tunnel.
There's no NASCAR. There's no tunnel for all these haulers to leave, Sean.
Or anybody to leave.
So once the race starts, you're there until the race is over. So normally, and Stenhouse Jr. even admitted as much, normally if that happens, you hop in your hauler, you drive to the airport.
Or you hop in your car. Yeah. Your hauler's still going to be there.
You're back at home in no time, and he'd have been watching the rest of that race on TV, probably still upset, but I had a chance to cool off. But he literally had to sit there while the race he was no longer allowed to run was going on outside and stew in his feelings. And, you know, that obviously didn't help matters either.
Yeah. I mean, because just think about it. You're sitting there for nearly an hour and a half. You're out of the race. You're a single car team. You're already feeling like you're behind most of the time. The crew chief of that organization, I heard him make the comment a few weeks ago that they literally was on an island to themselves, that they virtually get zero help from anybody as far as sharing notes or any technical data or anything like that. So, you know, that team always feels like they're climbing the highest mountain each week. And then when you take the fact that they've worked so hard to get that car ready, it's a chance to walk away with $1 million, which $1 million to that team is like $3 million to Hendrick Motorsports. And
single car team and $1 million means a lot to these underfunded teams.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a big deal. Or $500,000 to, anyway, never mind. But the fact that it is such a big deal to win that race and to walk away with that payday, and then you get taken out at the beginning of the race, and there's already been a history between Stenhouse Jr. and Busch. Stenhouse even made comment that he had taken Kyle out at Daytona however many years ago it's been, and in Kyle Busch style, and probably most drivers style, they hadn't forgotten it. You know, drivers don't forget that kind of thing. And Kyle, he had a short fuse, number one, for Stenhouse Jr., and then he's made the comment that he's tired of being taken advantage of from majority of the field. So the timing was right for Kyle Busch to do what he did.
You know, if you're a Stenhouse Jr. fan, you think Kyle overreacted. If you're a Kyle Busch fan, you think Kyle was in the right. I think overall, I think it's pretty easy to say you're two laps into an exhibition race. Maybe trying to take it three wide is not the best thing to do there. And if you are going to take a guy like Kyle Busch and push him into the wall, have to expect some retribution is coming. So should it have been taken this far? Hey, that's up to determination. But when the confrontation happened on pit road, Sean, you're right, everybody's sitting there watching. It was like back in school when someone says meet me outside at recess and everyone goes ooh, like everyone's waiting. I think, you know, Stenhouse Jr.'s yelling at Kyle. Kyle's kind of yelling back. You can tell Kyle doesn't really think there's about to be a punch thrown. He just thought he was in a heated argument.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Stenhouse Jr. was feeling the pressure with everybody around him, like he had to stand up for himself, or if Kyle Busch said something that set him over the top. But a punch was thrown. Kyle Busch's ear got hit.
No, I think Stenhouse went to the party, so to speak, and he was determined.
He was ready to.
He was going to settle this old dirt track style.
Kyle Busch was immediately pulled away. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. pulled away by like the chief security officer from NASCAR. They were separated immediately, but then a fight kind of continues because Stenhouse Jr.'s dad was the one that grabbed Kyle Busch. Now, it looked like he was just trying to restrain him and move him away, but if I'm Kyle Busch, I'm like, oh my gosh, the guy that just hit me's dad's got me. So Kyle throws a punch at him. They finally get separated.
Yeah.
If you watch it, then all of a sudden some other guys are fighting. My favorite part, though, is some dude on Kyle Busch's pit crew. It looks to be about 6'6" and must have played offensive lineman somewhere. He's a big old boy, and he just starts shoving people and telling them to get out of his hauler, and pretty much people do. And it was pretty. And then all of a sudden, Kyle's standing up like, "Where are you going, bro?" So, bunch of adults acting like teenagers. But I guess nothing major happened at the end, but it will be interesting to see if anything comes from this.
Well, we have got several different views of a video from the brawl on our Facebook page that we have shared, Race and Talk Radio on Rock 105. Just because you see the video from one news outlet doesn't mean it's the same with them all, because it's not. And the media saw this coming, so they were all there. They were all there to witness it. NASCAR security was there to also get involved. Here is a statement that our friend Bob Pockers with Fox.
Oh, and Bob's
Right in the middle of
it. It's not Twitter anymore. It's called X. But his profile pic now is a screenshot from when he got pushed during that fight, and he's got a crazy face on.
He starts off his story today on foxsports.com. NASCAR loves to show fights in its highlights packages that demonstrate the emotions its competitors have when they feel wronged. But NASCAR also must balance wanting the highlight as well as making sure the sport doesn't become a weekly free-for-all. NASCAR's code of conduct rules states that a fine or suspension can be issued for member-to-member confrontation with physical violence, striking another competitor, and other violence manifestation such as a significant threat and or abuse and or endangerment. He goes on to say it is relatively vague, but it's on purpose. NASCAR typically gives drivers more leniency than non-drivers. So here is my prediction, and this is from hearing the opinions of various people in the NASCAR community today and then my own thoughts. I don't think that NASCAR is going to come down hard on Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Now, his father and other crew members, I think there's going to be something done. I think his father could even be suspended for a few races. But besides that, I think that's probably all that'll happen.
Yeah, luckily no one grabbed a tire iron or anything like that. Like, I don't think there was any real scary...
Because it didn't go very far.
It didn't.
Scary one punch, and that was Ricky.
Yeah, but then, you know, some of the other guys got pushed over and tumbled. But it was a little weird to have your dad. I mean, I don't know. Like, and it's not, you know, Ricky Stenhouse, he's not one of these 21-year-old guys that's out there that, you know, dad's probably still a big part of the career. I don't know. Stenhouse Jr.'s mid-30s, I'm guessing.
Well, his father's always been a major part of his racing.
Major part of his race team. Yeah. But it's also like, hey, dad, maybe you don't be the guy that jump in and grab the guy just punched. So there's chances are there'll be some fines and stuff like that.
Yeah. And the thing about that is that will follow Ricky for a while. You remember when Joey Logano's father got in the middle of a confrontation between, I believe it was him and Tony Stewart,
yep,
a number of years ago. That followed Joey for a while, and it seems like his father even got suspended or had his hard car revoked for a while from being in the NASCAR garage area. So that, to me, I would have probably told my father, hey, listen, I'm going to go over and talk to him, but I need you to stay out of it. I need you to stay back behind me. Don't get over there in the middle of the conversation, because I don't know where this is going to end up. Or you say, Dad, I don't need you to be there because this is not going to end well.
But I don't know. End of the day, Sean, it's kind of like Rex. Like, as NASCAR fans and as people that like good racing, we don't tune in to see Rex. But guess what? Rex are what make the evening news, and Rex are what people talk about. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel the same way about fights. Like, I think that two adults being, you know, that is a conversation that should have happened between two guys. Hey, man, why'd you do that? Hey, my bad. One of those kind of things. So I don't... It's not a great look, but guess what? Sure does get a lot of people talking about it, and it does. It echoes the passion and the pressure these guys feel for NASCAR.
Don't you like weeks that we have like these, and these come around very rarely, where there's a fight, and that's what we're talking about first, instead of talking about who won the race first?
Yeah, and granted, this wasn't a points race, but honestly, if it was, would it change anything we're talking about? Probably not. I guess I'm okay if it happens every now and again, but it can't turn into a dirt track brawl at the end of every race.
But this sport needs some WWE to it. Not a lot, but it needs to have a little bit of a mix in there. Don't you agree?
It brings a little excitement, and not to mention the fact of who's involved.
We're lacking rivalry.
Kyle Busch, everyone's favorite guy to bag on, of course, is the guy that gets punched.
Just think, when Tony Stewart was active in the sport as a driver, you always knew there could be something that could happen at any race.
Very true.
Yeah. All right, we're going to dive into the All-Star race when we come back. We've also got news in the world of NASCAR coming up a little bit later. We'll run down the results of the All-Star race. This was a non-points race, so points were not on the line. And at the end of the show, we'll try to squeeze in as much conversation as we can about the Coca-Cola 600. And by the way, Casey, who is going to be a special guest at the Coke 600?
Well, we're going to break all that down when we come back.
Donald Trump.
Oh, okay. Donald Trump will be a special guest.
If he's out of, I knew that would make your day.
If he was out of jail by then or court, whatever.
Oh, it's going to be a day he's off the court. All right. We got all that and more as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit HatcherFoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chat Morgan, and White Lightning Harley Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr here each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Today, I've been recapping the race, or really the fight, I guess is what more people were talking about from the All-Star race at North Wilkesboro Speedway. Joey Logano was your race winner. He gets all the money, none of the points, because none were at stake. And now the attention turns towards the Coca-Cola 600. Like I said, we've been recapping Ricky Stenhouse Jr. versus Kyle Busch, a fight that happened in the garage area or by the haulers that not only captivated the NASCAR media, but chances are you saw any kind of sports media or just about regular news, and they were talking about the fight at the race. So you can go online at our Facebook page and check that out if you'd like. And then, of course, like I said, Sean, Coca-Cola 600. I mean, listen, one of the biggest races of the year, the longest race on the NASCAR schedule. I think a race that's even tougher now because I feel like we don't even do 500 laps that much anymore. And now we're going, you know, everything's 400 or below most of the time. And now we're going 600. It'll be an extra tough on these guys. So tough on tires, tough on the cars. And one of the crown jewels, I guess you would say, of the NASCAR season that's coming up this weekend.
And do you know what else is special about this coming weekend?
Let's see. Memorial Day is Monday, so we're going to see a lot of really cool America themes. Let's see what else is special about the weekend.
We've got one of our premier drivers doing double duty.
Oh,
Kyle Larson's. He has qualified fifth for the Indy 500, and so he will also be in the Indy 500. And will be in the Coca-Cola 600.
There's a picture I saw of Kyle Larson at a go-kart race like back in 04 or something when he was a little kid. And it's next to one of the guys that also was a little kid that's in the 500. And Kyle Larson still looks like the same person. Like he, which I mean he is, but
he's a real small guy.
And just young. He got that young face. Like, you know, the minute you see a picture of him as a kid, you go, yep, that's Kyle Larson. He's gonna remain that way forever. But good for him, man.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about the Chattanooga Beer Festival that's coming up Saturday.
No, I didn't know anything about
that. Where you can pay $48 and you got 3 hours to sample all the different breweries.
I wouldn't go and do that if they gave me a ticket.
Well, you know,
much less buy one.
We wouldn't want you to come anyway.
Well, you're going to be down there, so there's probably not going to be much beer left over.
It's going to be a good time. It is sort of my unofficial birthday party. And you know what? It's the one time that
is this a Catholic outing going on down
well,
there?
Well, I mean, not really a Catholic outing, but
okay.
No. So it is definitely, it's one of the few times that I get to go, I like to call it full Casey, you know, I get to turn it up to 11 and Mrs. Orr doesn't get upset with me.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm very excited.
But just remember, there's still a fine line with Mrs. Orr. It doesn't matter if it's your birthday or not. I've known her long enough that there's still a fine line there. You don't get permission to just like, you know.
I will just be extra happy. I'll say that. I'm not going to go like overboard.
You're not totally exempt.
No one's going to have to hold my hair in the bathroom or anything. but I will try. The greatest thing is you get to try all the beers, right?
Yeah.
And they've got some other stuff like the hard seltzers, and they've got some other really kind of like wine type stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's all beer, you know. You have to come check it out. Anyway, so you try them all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's a lot of them. And then you find the two or three that you really like, and you just keep going back to them until they're like, bing, time to go. And then it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You've got a fantastic buzz on. So then you go grab you some dinner somewhere, have a few more beers, head home, early nap.
That sounds like a man with a problem.
It's a man with a plan. A man with a plan.
The plan. Well, I hope you enjoy it.
I just remember I have to do push-ups before I go so I can help with my chest.
Yeah, just remember.
Just help with my chest.
While you're drinking all those calories and carbs, it's all going to your man boobs. Just remember that.
You know, I'll have you know for the last 2 weeks. Do you know what I drink a protein shake in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
For lunch, I have a protein bar. I feel like Sean Whitfield.
Man, if you could just look like me.
Wow. I'd have to shave some of my hair on top, I think.
No, it's not shave.
It just has to,
you know, kind of slide out.
Oh, man.
And that's why I keep wearing my hair shorter. So, but that's good. At least you're...
See, I'm trying.
You're trying to compensate for the other that...
For the shot I'd had to take from my wife.
Well, just know that I will have you a membership at Gold's Gym.
Anytime I'm ready.
Anytime you're ready.
Man.
You got one.
Got to get out. Okay.
I mean, we can make that happen like tomorrow. And two, Optimize You, they can help you.
I do probably need to go
because,
get Optimized.
Because, you know, once you hit 40, your testosterone level drops, your energy drops, your libido drops. There's a lot of things that changes with a guy. And ladies have some of these same symptoms. but I will not ever live without Optimize U. I'm 55 years old and I feel like I'm 35. I will never do without Optimize U.
That good, huh?
Oh, it's that good. I mean, no way.
Okay.
No way. So I highly recommend Optimize U to everybody out there listening, and especially you, because I could see where it could be beneficial to you. So, and it could build some muscle too, you know, in the old chest
area. The chest area.
You're never going to live that down.
Oh, that's all right.
All right. Let's get into the results of the All-Star race that happened at North Wilkesboro this past weekend. And let's see here. My notes have disappeared. Oh, here we go. The results of the race. Joey Logano started on the pole and was our winner. Second place was Denny Hamlin. Third, Chris Buescher. Fourth, Kyle Larson. Fifth was Ryan Blaney. Sixth, Bubba Wallace. Seventh was Ross Chastain. Eighth, Chase Elliott. Ninth, Michael McDowell. And 10th, Kyle Busch.
You know, Kyle Busch taking a punch all over a 10th place finish. There you go. Truex Jr., 12th. Ty Gibbs, 13th. Keselowski, 16th. Stenhouse Jr., last place, 20th position. You know what? Ricky should be happy he had a top 20 and only had to run two laps. But it is the All-Star race, so literally.
But you went home with a wrecked race car.
Joey Logano led 199 laps out of 200. Can you call it a good race when someone wins the run? Just, that was wire to wire.
Well, you can for Ford, because this is only the second win for Ford this year, and this was Joey's first win. However, this is not this was a non-points race, so this win does not go in Joey's favor with a NASCAR championship. However, the money definitely helps.
Money helps, and a win is a win. You know what? Even if it's unofficial, it's still momentum's a real thing, and to know that you can get out there and hold off the other guys, it's good for his team. To have some success, and that's always the truth.
There were four caution flags for 27 laps and two lead changes among two drivers. Joey Logano also laps led. Well, I don't have that information, so I'm not sure how many laps he led, but nevertheless, he ended up in victory lane.
199 laps. You know, I think Stenhouse Jr. really missed a marketing opportunity. He drove the Icy Hot car. And of course didn't get much track time because he was
wrecked out.
Oh,
it was icy
out.
Hot, all right.
He should have posted something on his Twitter or his X or whatever of him soaking his hand in a jar of Icy Hot or something, like his punching fist, so he could be like, oh, this stuff really works.
Yeah.
That get a little more exposure. However, ironically, for him being so bad and being out in two laps, but because he hit Kyle, how many highlights have you seen of the Icy Hot car getting wrecked? I mean, they're really making some, you know, getting their marketing dollars worth out of that.
That's the first time I had ever seen that car on the track.
Yeah, it looked good.
Have you noticed it before?
I think the top panel was Kroger, so it's probably one of those, you know, third party kind of things. But yeah, it looked good.
Yeah. They made the announcement that the All-Star race is going to return to North Wilkesboro in 2025. How do you feel about that? Do you think that's a good move for the sport, or do you think it should move it around?
I would look at
an age old question.
I would look at getting a tunnel so people that are upset can leave. But no, I'm okay with North Wilkesboro. It's just fine, but we got to have a race that's got a little more competitiveness than somebody leading 199 laps.
Yeah. I've got mixed emotions about it. In some ways, I'm glad that they're there. There's been some talks about reviving Rockingham and bringing back Rockingham to the schedule, and putting the All-Star race there. Or another idea is going back to the old Chicago Speedway in Joliet, Illinois, as a possibility.
I'm all for that. It's a major market. You've taken it away for a few years. Bring it back. See if there's any popularity there.
Yeah. So anyway, that is the plan so far for 2025. They will be there. I expect the 2025 schedule to be announced any day now, because NASCAR is already allowed some of the tracks to go ahead and comment about their venues as far as race dates go. So I think there is a high possibility that by the time we have our next show, that we'll be able to talk about the 2025 schedule.
The old schedule release. How exciting.
Yeah. We got to get one more break in before we get to the end of this hour. And of course, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. If you've missed any part of today's program or you want to go back and listen to any shows, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. And of course, we are presented by Optimize U, broadcasting from the Optimize U studio. We got more NASCAR to come after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105. Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize U, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chad Morgan, and White Lightning Harley Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6 o'clock up until 7. We're here getting you ready for all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. The All-Star race is over. What will happen between Kyle Busch and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. moving forward? Because starting this week, well, we're going back to races counting for something other than money. It's about the points. And we, of course, have a big one this weekend. It is the Coca-Cola 600 from Charlotte Motor Speedway. And Sean, that is going to be Sunday, May 26th, 6 p.m. under the lights, because Monday is Memorial Day. So we get a little extra day off. Most people, anyway, I'm pretty sure you'll drag me in here, but most people will get the day off.
Oh, yeah. You can't do without seeing me next Monday.
Have some good old NASCAR racing.
I mean, I know how much you look forward to us getting together every Monday, and plus, all of our listeners would miss hearing you on Rock 105.
Kind of.
It wouldn't be a complete week.
My birthday weekend, what do you say? That way I can sit at the pool and enjoy myself. You come pick me up, bring me to the show, then take me back to the pool.
Okay. But I might need to do you a favor, because you're not pool bod dad ready right now.
I'm definitely dad bod ready.
Yeah, but you're not pool ready.
Yeah, well,
yeah, you're not pool ready.
It's happening. I promise you that. Yeah.
You might not want to keep the old shirt
there's,
on.
There's a little secret called tan the fat, and it makes it look better.
Tan the fat.
Tan the fat. Is that what they call it? Yep, tan the fat.
Huh. Well, hey, man, this has been one of the most informative shows we've done in a long time.
No, I bet everyone's like,
and one of my more enjoyable
way better
ones.
Off now.
Before we went to a break, I made comment about the 2025 NASCAR schedule and how some of the tracks are already sharing some of the dates. I wanted to just reveal what Atlanta Motor Speedway revealed last week. Their race is going to be June 28th. It's going to be a Saturday night race under the lights, and this will be the first race to kick off with TNT. This will also be the first race in the season tournament hosted there at Atlanta Motor Speedway, where the winner of the tournament will receive $1 million. So that'll be really exciting. We got a little extra entertainment in the middle of the season. Also, Jimmy Johnson just announced, along with NBC Sports, that he will be a part of the coverage for the Indianapolis 500 and three cup races. He will be in the booth with NBC covering the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona on August the 24th, and then the Talladega race August 6th. And let's see, I'm missing the other race, but anyway, it's going to be a total of three. He'll also be in the finale race November 10th at Phoenix.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty much going to fill the role for Dale Earnhardt Jr. at the Indianapolis 500, since Dale is no longer a part of NBC.
I think Jimmy is going to be great. And you know what I would like to see? You know how ESPN has the Manning cast, where the two Manning brothers have guests and they watch the Monday night game, kind of giving running commentary. Mm-hmm. I think something like that with like a Chad Ganaus and Jimmy Johnson would be great. You know, somebody who's they've already got a relationship. They've already got a pretty good chemistry, and together were, I think, the best tandem maybe to ever do it, especially over the amount of time that they did it. It'd be fun to have them watch a race critiquing what needs to be done and what they should do here. And Jimmy, I'd take two. You know, I remember back in Phoenix when we took two, Jimmy, that's an issue. We should have taken four, and that's what I would do here. And yeah, I would, you know, Jimmy going, I would choose the outside lane. I think something like that would be a lot of fun. I don't know if the viewership's there to have a sort of a Jimmy Johnson, Chad Ganaus cast, but I like hearing from the guys that have done it that aren't in a play-by-play role.
I love the idea. However, I don't know if the number of viewers at a network would have to have.
I don't know if they can support another. Football can support. Oh, my God. They have like five channels for Monday night games. But,
yeah,
I don't know if the viewership's there for NASCAR.
Unless Fox did it on FS2. But there's many people that don't even have FS2. Yeah.
That'd be worth finding where it is, though.
If you have YouTube TV, you have FS2. But if you have like EPB, you don't have it. But yeah, it's going to be some changes coming up for NBC and the Indianapolis 500. And of course, we mentioned earlier about the fact that Kyle Larson will be doing double duty. So there's going to be a lot to watch and enjoy if you're a NASCAR fan coming up this weekend, along with the Coca-Cola 600. And again, Casey, when does that race get started?
That's going to be Sunday night under the lights at 6 p.m.
Yeah, it's hard to believe we're already here. To Memorial Day weekend.
Amazon Prime Video to open its 2025 race coverage with the Coca-Cola 600. So,
and
a year away from Amazon.
And Amazon just announced that they plan to do a documentary with Dale Earnhardt Jr. and about Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Dale Earnhardt Sr. So that's to come next year from Amazon.
Very cool.
I think Amazon is going to maximize their deal and try to put themselves on the map with Dale Earnhardt Jr., which is, wouldn't you say, he's by far the most recognizable and biggest name to be associated to the NASCAR brand.
Still, and hasn't raced in 5 years.
Yeah, I would agree.
Part of the problem, really.
All right, sir. Any final words before we go?
No. Everybody enjoy the Memorial Day weekend. Relax. Have some fun. Watch the NASCAR race. We'll be back here to talk about it Monday.
That's right. So whatever you may be doing this coming weekend, no worries. Join us again next Monday, Memorial Day at 6 p.m., and we'll break down the race weekend. And you never know. We might have another fight to talk about. It's possible. We're going to cover all the NASCAR news on and off the racetrack. Be sure to find us online at racingtalkradio.com or at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. And again, we are presented to you by Optimize You. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.